9. Super student. On Friday morning, all 400 elementary school students and all the teachers were gathered in the gym. It was the big assembly. I was sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor, squished between Harper and the three E's. Daisy, who uses a wheelchair, sat right beside us, and Georgette, Corinne, and Zuri sat on the floor behind me. Principal Bort was standing on the stage. He had just finished writing our school action words on a large paper pad. Perseverance, creativity, gratitude, kindness, responsibility. When he was done, he said, "And now it's time to announce the Super Student of the Week." Everyone froze. Who would it be? But of course I knew. First of all, he was looking right at me and smiling. And second of all, how could I not win? Come on, everyone at school was obsessed with me. "This week's super student is Becca Singer." Even though I'd been expecting it, hearing him say my name still sent a thrill through me. "Yay, Becca!" cried the three E's. Harper squeezed my arm. Everyone cheered. That's kind of an understatement. People didn't just cheer. They hollered. They shrieked. I don't think I'd ever heard that much noise in the gym. Or anywhere. I was surprised the windows didn't break. Normally, the super student just stands up and waves and then sits back down. So I stood up and waved, then sat back down. But the cheering went on and on. Then they started chanting, "Becca! Becca! Becca!" I wasn't sure what to do, so I stood up again and waved again. And now there was new chanting, "Speech! Speech! Speech!" Mr. Bort leaned into the mic. "Becca, why don't you come up and say a few words?" Everyone cheered even louder. OMG, Super Students of the Week never went up on stage. Why did I have to go up on stage? What was I supposed to say? The chanting continued. "Becca! Becca! Becca! Speech! Speech! Speech!" I started to worry the chanting would never stop if I didn't go up. So I headed to the stage. The cheers got louder with every step. Mr. Bort handed me the mic.
"And while you're here," he said, "I'd like to present you with the scarf I made you."
He handed me the scarf he had been knitting. It still had lots of holes in it and was shaped in a zigzag. "Thank you," I said, putting it over my arm.
"Wear it," he said eagerly.
It was at least 90 degrees in the gym, and the scarf wasn't so much a scarf as a knitted thing. But okay, I wrapped it around my neck and took the mic.
"Thank you all so much," I said.
Now the cheers were deafening. I didn't know what else to say or do. So I did what I've seen rock stars do on TV. I stood on stage and raised my arms in a V over my head. V for victory. I was killing it. For a whole 30 seconds. Because when I brought my arms down, I somehow knocked over the microphone stand, sending it crashing to the ground. I ran to pick it up, tripped, and belly flopped onto the stage. For a second, there was silence. And I thought, this is it. The magic cannot keep me safe from making a complete joke of myself. They are going to boo me off the stage. But someone started clapping again. And then so did everyone else. And they resumed their chanting. "Becca! Becca! Becca!" I could do no wrong. I stood up again, waved to the crowd, and started walking off the stage. Then I spotted Shep in the back corner,
sitting by himself. I thought of him by himself at lunch, and saying he had no one to show his awesome art to. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the words Mr. Bort had written. Perseverance, creativity, gratitude, kindness, responsibility. Was there a way I could use the magic in a different way? To be responsible? To be kind? Maybe to help someone else? I turned around and approached the mic again. "I'm back," I said. More cheering. "So, while I really appreciate being Super Student of the Week, I'd like to nominate another student instead. Someone you may not all know, but who is super talented. Is that okay?" Principal Bort hesitated.
"I suppose," he said. "No one has ever done that before, but I don't see why not. Who would you like to nominate?"
"Would Shep Harris come up on the stage?"
The crowd was quiet. Everyone turned around, searching for Shep. Shep looked up in surprise.
"Me?"
he mouthed. "Yes," I said. "Would you mind drawing something for us on Principal Bort's pad of paper? I think everyone should see what a talented artist you are."
Shep's cheeks were bright red, but he was smiling.
"Sure,"
he said, and came on up. Principal Bort handed him the Sharpie.
"What should I draw?"
Shep asked me.
I turned to the crowd. "What should he draw? Tell him your favorite animal." "A wiener dog! An owl! An octopus!"
I turned to Shep. "Can you draw an octopus?" He nodded and started drawing. As he drew, the kids oohed and aahed. The octopus was extremely detailed, extremely creepy, and extremely impressive.
"Can he do another one?" someone called out.
"I don't mind," Shep said.
He started drawing an owl, and people clapped and cheered. It felt so good to share the magic. I took the mic and asked Principal Bort,
"Now, what do you think about honoring a teacher, too?"
"Super Teacher of the Month?"
he asked.
"I was thinking more like we could have a teacher showcase a talent."
"Do you have anyone in mind?" he asked eagerly. "Should I show everyone the new scarf I've started knitting?"
"I'm sure it's a great scarf, but I was thinking of Ms. Michaels. She said she sings."
I turned to the audience. "What do you think? Want to come up and sing for us, Ms. Michaels? Something from that musical you were in." Ms. Michaels' eyes widened, and she jumped up.
"I accept! I accept your invitation!"
She hurried onto the stage, beaming. Maybe she'd be less grumpy now. I remembered we were supposed to have a math test after the assembly, and I got a new idea.
"One last thing," I said to Principal Bort. "This afternoon, instead of class, could we play outside? It's such a nice day."
"I don't know," he said. "What would everyone play?"
"Capture the flag," I suggested. "Didn't you used to play that?"
He chuckled to himself.
"True, true. Okay, students, since it is such a nice day today, let's go out to the yard for a school-wide game of capture the flag."
"And can we have popsicles?" I added, because I was on a roll.
Everyone held their breath. He hesitated.
"And popsicles."
The cheering rocked the room.
"Thank you, Principal Bort," I said to him.
"Please, Becca, call me Mort," he replied.
I handed Ms. Michaels the mic. She smiled at the crowd and made what I can only describe as a cat face. Then she meowed. Finally, she started singing.
"McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw."
Everyone was running around the yard, laughing and playing capture the flag. Ms. Debno was handing out popsicles.
"You're amazing, Becca,"
someone called as they ran by.
Way to go, Becca. Can't wait for your party, Becca.
I was starting to get a little worried about how many people exactly I had invited. On the one hand, it was great to see everyone having fun because of something I had set in motion. Yay me. But on the other hand, all the attention and nice things people were saying felt kind of empty. What was the point of having friends if they were all fake friends? What was the point of getting cheers if they were fake cheers? Sure, other people had friends for reasons just as random as my magic bracelet. Or almost as random. But no one was getting this much attention for no reason. While everyone was busy in the yard, I wandered inside and into the library. Willow was sitting at one of the tables, reading.
Hi, I said. How come you're not playing outside?
Just taking a break, she said. It's too bananas out there. I mean, it's fun, but capture the flag isn't really my thing.
Oh, sorry,
I said. What you did for Shep was great, though. That was super nice of a super student.
Thanks,
I said, smiling. Are you coming to my party tomorrow?
Oh, am I invited?
I thought I had told everyone in our class to come. I hope I did.
I'll try to come for sure, she said. I don't always love crowds, but I'll come by for a bit. Thanks for the invite. I appreciate it.
What are you reading? I asked. Dork Diaries? It's so funny. Like, I snort laughed my water across the table funny. Have you read it? I shook my head.
Not yet.
It's not a real diary, of course. It's fictional, but there are all these drawings and it's about regular school stuff, but like, really funny, you know? She gestured with her hands as she talked.
Do you like to read?
Yeah, fantasies mostly. I like to write, too, I said.
Cool. Are you writing something now?
I thought of the story I had started with Harper, which hadn't really worked.
Not right now.
Well, I'd love to read something you wrote, Willow said. She was so sweet. But would she still want to read something I wrote if I wasn't wearing the bracelet?
Becca!
We heard kids calling from outside. Where are you?
Becca!
I better go, I said.
See you tomorrow?
See you then. I left the library with a wave.
Time to light the Shabbat candles, my mom called out that evening.
Bram and I joined my mom in the kitchen. Shabbat is the Jewish day of rest, also known as the Sabbath, and it starts on Friday night and ends on Saturday night. We don't strictly observe the Sabbath or go to synagogue for it, but we do have Shabbat dinners every Friday. They make the night feel special. Mom lit the two candles in the two silver candlesticks, waved her hands over the two flames, covered her eyes, and started saying the Hebrew prayer.
Baruch atah Adonai,
she began. I tried to focus and sing along with her, but I kept thinking about school that day. Even though it had been fun, something inside me felt sad. I couldn't put my finger on why. Everything was awesome, wasn't it? I was super student of the week. I had used my power for good. I had a ton of friends. I was basically getting everything I wanted.
Lahadlik ner shel Shabbat.
My mom finished. Then she started on the blessing for the wine. She'd poured me and Bram two glasses of grape juice in wine glasses, like always. My thoughts kept tumbling around. Maybe it was just that my dad still hadn't called me back. Or that, yeah, Harper was my best friend again, but things didn't really feel the same between us. But I had another 300 friend requests on Friendstagram. Everyone in the school who had an account had friended me, including Ms. Michaels and Principal Bort. Some people from my apartment building had friended me, too.
and some people who didn't even know me. I didn't accept their requests, since I had promised Mom I wouldn't. But how had the magic worked on them, if they had never met me? Did they just see their friends follow me and decide to do the same? Was that all Friendstagram was? A snowball effect? It all felt a little bit, well, fake. Would everything always feel fake? I shook my head. If I decided I didn't want the magic anymore, one day far off in the future, I would just take the bracelet off. That had to be the way to end it. I couldn't wish to undo the magic, since that was a second wish. No, I would squeeze my hand out of the bracelet, and that would be that. And anyway, I didn't want the magic to stop. I was having a party. I had a ton of friends. I had an iPhone.
Becca, don't you want Hala?
Bram asked. Oops. I had somehow missed the prayer over the Hala, which was my favorite part. Challah is a special braided bread loaf that's eaten on Shabbat. It's sweet and delish. I happily accepted the piece of challah Bram handed me, and then we sat down at the table. Hey, Bram? I asked quietly while Mom took the chicken out of the oven.
Yeah?
Does Dad call you a lot on your phone?
Barely,
he said. He hasn't called me once. It is kind of annoying, I said. And whenever I FaceTime him, he doesn't answer.
Bram shrugged. It's hard for him to FaceTime from work,
he told me. I guess, I said. I'm sure he'll call tomorrow, though, since it's my birthday.
Yeah, he'll call tomorrow, Bram said. For sure. Excited for your big party?
Yes, I said, my stomach fluttering. A little nervous, but excited.
Nothing to be nervous about, Bram said. What could go wrong?
Ha. How about everything?